The Mishnah teaches us that the Shomer gets the kefil in this case where he voluntarily paid for the chefetz hanignav. You've all seen the Gemara already. The Gemara explains how does he get it? What kind of kinyan does he have? So the Gemara says, the Pratim we'll see, but basically the Gemara says that at the time that the owner of the chefetz, the mafkid, gives the behemoth to the shomer, and the shomer takes it from him, the shomer takes it and he's responsible for it. Already then, the Baal HaPakadon wants to be makna, the behemoth, to the shomer. That if all this is going to happen, it'll be stolen. And after it's stolen, he's going to voluntarily pay he'll be kind of the behemoth from now for its kefil, however it works. That's basically the way the side of the sugya, that there's this kinyan that happens at the beginning, and that kinyan is what makes everything happen. What we're going to talk about today is to understand how that kinyan works. How does that work? If I give you something to watch, am I thinking, actually consciously thinking, listen, I want to be makta the behemoth to you, that if it's stolen, and you're going to pay voluntarily, and they're going to catch the ganav and they'll have to pay kefil, that I'm makta to you now that you should get the kefil. Does anybody really think that they're thinking about it? And no one's going to say that when you give something over to Shmira, you're thinking about these things. I don't think anybody will argue that that's emes. It's not emes. All of us have given things to other people for Shmira, and we never once thought, if it's stolen, I mean, to think if it's stolen, and you'll pay voluntarily, and they'll catch the guy, and I'll have to pay kefil, it doesn't go into anybody's mind. So clearly, the whole sugya here is gebayt on an umdina, some type of an estimation of what's going through the people's minds if they would have made a deal, if they would be Nevi'im and they would know what's going to happen, this is what they would want. The whole Indian of Kinyanin that we're talking about here, that he's kainit, whether he's kainit right before the Genevo, he's kainit right away in the beginning, whichever pshat the Gemara, which we're going to get to. But the whole Mishnah here is a chiddush, that when I give something to you to watch, I take my behemo, or my car, or my keli, whatever it is, and I hand it to you, and I tell you, you take it and watch it, at that time, we're doing a kinyan. I'm not thinking about it, you're not thinking about it. But we're actually doing a kinyan, that I'm being makta to you, the guf hadavar, that if all these things happen, you get the kefil. So l'chaira, for this sugya, we see this the idea that a person could do a kinyan, sounds like a person could do a kinyan, without thinking about it, without not the makta thinking about it, without the kinda thinking about it. As long as there's an umdina that's what they want, pashtus, that's what it sounds like that the chiddush in this Mishnah is, that with an umdina, you could do kinyan. Now what we're going to try to do today is to see if that holds true. That with an umdina you could do kinyanim. You have to look around to other sugis that we learned and see if it stems. And obviously it's not going to be a clear thing that an umdina works for kinyanim. It's not clear at all. And to try to collect the different sugis and then try to come with some clarkeit as to how this works. Now, the first thing I would say that's a raya to this, that you could do kinyanim with an umdina, is a rush that a rush in Masechtas Kedushin. The rush is Simin Chaf in the first parak of Kedushin. The rush there, it's an unusual rush. He doesn't go on the Gemara. He says, Ashara Isi Ba'ashkenaz. He says, I saw certain things happening and I want to talk about it. He says, I saw the chasana that the chassid didn't have his ring. He forgot the ring at home. And they went over to one of the ladies in the audience and they asked her if she would donate her ring for the chuppah. And they took from the women, they took a ring, and then they gave it to the chassid, and the chassid said, Hari, I'm a kadesh asli, and he was makadish tish. So what's the shaila? Huh? The shaila is, it has to be the chassid's ring. So the Rosh says, do these ladies really understand that when they're giving their ring to the chassid, it's now the chassid's ring? The chassid doesn't have to give it back to her? Does she really understand that? He says he wondered. He seems more than once at a chasna where it happened, and he wonders. Do the ladies really know that the ring has to belong to the chasna in order for it to work? Some of the ladies are not tamidei chachamim. They didn't learn mesechtes kedushin, and for all I know, they think it's just a ceremony. They're just learning it for a ceremony. So zok the Rosh HaChiddush that even though they don't know. Nevertheless, we have an umdana that when they're giving the ring, they're giving it for whatever is necessary that it should be a good kedushin. Whatever it is. If they would know that for it to be a good kedushin, they have to give it for keeps, they would be giving it for keeps also. Now, you could argue with the umdana. You could say, what? The lady's going to give away her marriage band? She's going to give away her marriage ring? But the Rosh says, yes, there is such an umdana. That the ladies, when they're giving it, they want it to be a good wedding. They want it to be a good kedushin. And when they're giving it, they're marked it for whatever is necessary that it should be. Even though the maisa, the woman, doesn't know. Taka doesn't know. But it's enough, such an umdana, that it should work. And we pass them like the Rosh. In Evin Ezer, in Simul Chav Ches, Sif Yotes, we pass them like this Rosh, which seems to shtim very good. It's a good comparison that here also our umdina works. And not only do we use this by a ring, this is nageya for a talis also. Someone borrows someone else's talis. So vayta, a talis, tzitzis have to belong, the beged has to belong to you. Gedilim tas lacha. Like an esrig people seem to know, lachem, it has to belong to you. A talis, not everyone knows. A talis has to belong to you. So if you go over to someone in shul, you say, can I use your talis? And he gives you a talis. So you didn't say the word kinyan. He didn't say the word kinyan. Zok the Rosh, in the same piece, the Rosh says by talis the same thing. The assumption is he's giving you a talis, however it's needed to work. But Payal, there was no das to be makhdeh to you. He doesn't know the halacha that he has to be makhdeh to you. And you might not even know the halacha that you have to be kind in. But we have an umdana that if someone asks you for a talis, for davening, you're giving it to him in the way, whatever it is that's needed. And if you would know that it's needed to be makhdeh, you would do it too. By talis also.
I have
to
kid.
What?
I have to kid.
He's doing a kinyan. It's a funny thing. He's doing a kinyan without knowing it. He's taking his hand. Without a kinyan, it won't help an umdana. You're right. Umdana only helps on the das. It has to be biyadayim. He has to pick it up. And there's a third place this is brought in Shulchan Aruch is in Chayshim Mishpat by kinyan Sudr. You go and you do a kinyan Sudr. You go by a chasna. The Rav gives a handkerchief to the. To the whoever it is, to the chassan, to somebody to pick up and to do a kinyan sudr. Do they really understand how the kinyan sudr works? Well, we hope so. We try to explain it to them. But the Ramah says that even if they don't understand what's happening by kinyan sudr, that when you give them a handkerchief, it really becomes their handkerchief. FLPK, the Ramah says that it works. Because they want to do it however it works. They know there's something called kinyan sudr. How it works, they may not know. They may be amaratzin, they have no clue. But they want to do it however it works. So this is the third example. You have tzitzis and the ring and the sudr. Oh, really, all three of the same rush. That a kinyan, here it's a little more, because the other two at least are a mitzvah. A mitzvah, you certainly want to do it. Kinyan sudr could just be a business deal. But after Pikein, you want to, if you're doing Kiyasudi, you want it to work. So here we see again that Makayach Umdina, you could do Kinyan. So they have in mind. So let's say you give me a suder, and with that you want me to sell you my behemoth. So we're having in mind I want the behemoth to be sold. Are we having in mind that the suder becomes mine? If we don't know the halacha, what happens if later we go into bez and say, I didn't know that the suder becomes mine. I just found out. I didn't know. So I didn't have a mind to be kindness. Now I want to take my behemoth back. So Rama says you can't. Because the behemoth attacker wanted to be makda. Did you have a mind to be kind of the suder? So we said we have an umdina. If you would have understood, of course, if you would have understood, of course you would have wanted to be kind of the suder. At the time, you wanted to do the kinyan. So the case is tackled a little different, but it comes down to the same thing, that you're doing the kinyan with an umdina.
Why is there umdina? The owner of the animal doesn't want to give it to me. He wants to give it to himself.
The owner of the animal wants to sell the behemoth. He's taking the suder and giving the behemoth.
He wants to watch the animal, but in case it gets stolen, he still wants it.
By us or by King Suder?
In the case of Agumar.
Agumar, I'm sorry, yeah.
He wants to have it. He doesn't want to give anyone capable. And then they have to go both ways. I want it, I don't want to do anything.
You want to know something? We're going to have to talk about why it is that way. But we're saying in Agumar that he wants to give him the capable. That he wants that if you're going to voluntarily pay when you don't have to, I want to give you the kefir. That's a separate discussion why we assume that, but that's certainly the assumption here. That if you're going to voluntarily pay the keren, I'll be makna to you the behemoth for the kefir. So this is all fine and well. This is saying that kinyanim do work with an umdin. Now the first problem is the sugya of Yishalai Midas. In the sugya of Yishalai Midas, we say that Yish doesn't work with an umdina. Yish, Shalai Midas, Lai have a Yish. Yish does not work with an umdina. Because we pass like Abaye, Yishalai Midas, Lai have a Yish. So we see that Yishalai Midas does not work. Yish does not work. Umdina, you need a Yish mamish. Alright. It's not a kasha. It could be Yish is different than Kinyanim. Yish doesn't work with an umdina. Kinyanim do. Why? We'll have to clear. But, however, Taisvis in Eil Metzius says, based on the sugi of Yish Lemidas, that Hu Hadin, if I come to your house and you're not there, and I see some fruit on the table that's yours, and I know that you would be happy to let me eat the fruits, can I just take an apple and eat it? Or take a drink and drink it? So Taisus holds you can't. Because Yishlai Midas Lai have a Yish. And the same thing, a Kinyan Shalai Midas, to be Makdash Shalai Midas, is not a Kinyan. So Taisus holds that you can't do Kinyanim with an Umdina. I'm the person's friend. I'm a good friend of his. And I come to his house, and he has a bottle of soda on the table. I'm 100% positive that if I asked him, he would let me have it. So Taisus Shita is that you can't do Kinyanim with an Umdina. Kinyanim have to be Midas. And Taisus holds that we compare Yishlai Midas to Kinyishlai Midas. Taisus Beferish compares it. And Taisus holds that Kinyanim don't work Shalai Midas. So we have immediately one case, Taisus Shita, which is different. We have here a case where Taisus holds Kinyanim don't work with Umdin. Now the Shach in Simin Shin Nun Ches, Sivkat Aleph, argues with Taisvis. Now the Shach writes Lule Divrei Taisvis. But the Shach says that there's a Svara L'chalik. We could be Mechalik. And we could say that certain things work shalai midas and certain don't. Which do, which don't. Things that you're sad about, that you're not happy about, like yush. Nobody's happy to be miyayish. If I lost a dollar, and I realized I lost it, I'm miyayish. Am I happy to be miyayish? No. I'd rather not. I'd rather have the dollar. All right, lamaisa, I'm miyayish. So something I'm not happy about, zaktashach, that does not work with umdinis. That's yush, loimidas, loyaviyish. Something I'm unhappy about, that doesn't work. My she'enkein, something I want. If I would know about it, I would want it. I would dafka want it. Then, zok de shach and umdin, it does work. So according to the shach, if my friend comes to my house and I'm not there, and there's a soda on the table and he's thirsty, so then he could take the drink. The shach says he could. Because when I find out what happened, I'm sameach. I'm very happy that he took it. I want him to take it. I want him to have it. So in such a case, zok de shach, then it does work. So the Nesivis in Simin Kuf Tzadik Zayin, Sukkot and Dalet, when he talks about our sugya, he plugs in the shach. He says that according to the shach, our sugi is very good. According to the shach, yishalai midas umdina doesn't work, because that's something you're unhappy about. In our sugya, it's something you're happy about. The shomer, he wants such a deal. He wants to have a deal where he'll be guaranteed, where he, if he gets his keren, if he's safe with his keren, the person will voluntarily give him keren, he'll give him the chance to get the kefil. In Agamara, it's something the person wants. The same thing, the rush with the ring. The rush assumes it's something a lady wants. If she gives the ring, she wants it. It should be a good condition. Or the talis. It's something you want. You want to give the person the talis in a way that he can be mekayim the mitzvah. So zakta nesivis, that our sugya, if you explain our sugya with the shitas hashach, so it's very geschmack. In our shita, in our sugya, we're learning that umdinas work to make kinyanim. If an umdina works, you can make kinyanim with an umdina, there's no problem. Yushalai midas is something people don't want. This is how the Nesivis begins. In the beginning of his piece, he goes into Iran, but what's again to our sugya, this is how he explains our sugya. That in our sugya, it works with an umdina. There are problems with this. There are more cases in Shas. The Nesivis brings the case of Eider Benichse Hager v'Kesavah Shehu Shalai. The case there is a person goes and he does work in a field. And he thinks it's his field. He's making a mistake. It's really a Ger's field. Little does he know, the Ger died. The ger is dead, and the ger is no krivim. And you all know what's the din if a ger dies. I hate to see it ever happen that a ger with no krivim should die around a bunch of yeshiva light. Everyone's going to go and grab all his things, right? That's the Gemara says that's what happened. There's a ger that died, and the Amiram went, and they all ran to get his eved in his field. Right? A ger dies, whoever gets it first, whoever does it kinyan does it first. He have a man who's Eider B'Nichse Ager. He's in the Ger's field, and he's doing a Kinyan Chazaka. But he doesn't know it. Because Savar Shu Shalai, for whatever reason, he thinks it's his field. And he doesn't know he's doing a Kinyan. So the Gemara says, Eider B'Nichse Ager, because Savar Shu Shalai, Loi Kana. You're not kind. So here, we have a problem. Here, there's an umdina that if he knew that this is Nechse Ager, he would certainly want the field. There's no shayla he would want it. He even thinks it's his. Here, there is an umdina that if he knew it was his field, that he would want the field. No? He wouldn't want the field? He thinks it's his field. He's busy plowing in the field because he thinks it's his.
But it's other people want it also.
Other people want it too, but Lamaisa, he's doing a Maisa Kenyan.
He's not doing a Maisa Kenyan, knowing he's doing a Maisa Kenyan. He's doing work.
He's doing a Maisa Kenyan, but little does he know that there's potential to do a Kenyan with it. And he's digging around the there means I think he's digging around the vines, digging around the trees.
This case is different because all our previous cases, the stam machshava was taken away. It's all stam machshava. It can be either way. In this case, his machshava is okay, what it really is. In other words, right now he's thinking the opposite of what it's supposed to be. It's not that he's thinking that it's not theirs.
But for what counts, it's the same. For what counts, he's doing a Maisa Kenyan, and he doesn't know. Isn't that the same as the person who takes a talus? He's doing a Maisa Kenyan, but he doesn't know it. He thinks he doesn't have to. He thinks he could just borrow the talus.
He's doing the opposite way. His mashav is taking him the opposite.
He's not makbid not to be kainet. He just doesn't know that he should be kainet. The talus, he doesn't know that he should be kainet. Seems to be very similar. No.
You can rely on London on that Chav L'Achrini.
The question is Chav L'Achrini any different? Is Chav L'Achrini different? I have to think about whether Chav L'Achrini should be different. I guess it would depend how the Umdana has to work. But I'm assuming even by Chav L'Achrini you could, and see what's the soups. If you want to make a chiluk, we'll have to come up with an understanding of the svar to be machalik. It's not going to help for all the cases anyway, so it's not going to. So the question, frak the nesivis, oida b'nichse ager, there's an umdina that he would want the field. And afal pikein, we don't say, you're kind of with mitam umdina. So we have a problem. So because of this kasha, the nesivis says, must be, I have to backtrack. So we're going to say that you cannot do a kinyan with an umdana. You cannot do a kinyan with an umdana. A makna is makna with an umdana. The giver, to say that a makna wants to be makna with an umdana, that we say. But a kaina, someone who does a kinyan, must have das. Without das, you can't do a kinyan. So therefore, Zakhtin Nasivis, a kinyan needs das. Umdina doesn't help for a kaina. Except for one kinyan. Which kinyan doesn't need das? Which kinyan doesn't need das? You all know. Yeah? Which kinyan doesn't need das? Kinyan chatzah. Chatzah rishaladim kaina lo shalai midaita. The chatzah always doesn't need das. So he says, really, kinyanim need das kaina. Umdina doesn't work. And now it's sugya, it's talking with kinyan chatzar, that the shaymer took the animal into his chatzar. So he was kainin in his chatzar. A chatzar could be kainin shalai midas. And memela, what we wanted to say, that we're going to learn from Al Gemara, that umdin is work with kinyanim, so nesivis is not emes. You can't be kainin things with an umdina. You can only be makna things with an umdina. So in Al Gemara, the mafkid is with an umdina. And he's giving it, there's an umdana he needs to give it. The kain is kain of a kinyan chatzar. What about the shach's case, where you go to someone's house and you want to take a drink? So zot nesivis there, it's also good. Because there, the person taking the drink has das to take it. We're only using the umdana for the giver, for the makna. The nesivis says, yes, you can use an umdana for the giver, for the one who's makna. Because makna, you can be makna with an umdana. Kinyanim, though, we see from Ayda bin Chzei Ager, Kinyanim need das mamish. Since Kinyanim need das mamish, so therefore, Kinyanim do not work with an umdin. And that's the Nesivis' maskana. So that's the Nesivis' maskana. Nesivis' psak halacha is, you can't do a Kinyan with an umdina, only by Kinyan chatzim. And that's the way the Nesivis seems to pass them. Umdinas don't work by Kinyan. We have some problems with this. The first problem is the Rush. The Rush, Lachaira, is talking, even in a case where the receiver doesn't know that he has to be kind of the talis. Lav dafka the giver. And the Rush says, and I'm going to works. Second problem is that the Nesiva says Al Gemara is talking with King Yechatzer, that the Shaimer was kind of a King Yechatzer, and King Yechatzer doesn't need das. Rashi doesn't learn that way. If you look at a few Rashis, the first Rashi on Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, the first Rashi on Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, talks about being kind of with Mashiach. Rashi learns the whole Amid is with Mashiach. Rashi says, "Al karchach mishas mesira bay laknuye shemashcha mimenu al minas kach." Rashi learns that that the shomer is kind of a kinyan mashicha, not with kinyan chatzer. So the whole nesivis doesn't stem with Rashi. Rashi learns that the gemara is talking with kinyan mashicha. Kinyan mashicha is not kinyan chatzer; two different kinyanim. Because in the Rosh is saying, even on the Kaina, an Umden on the Kaina too. Mm-hmm. Even if the Kaina doesn't know that he has to own the Talis. We have an Umden. If he would know he has to be kind of the Talis, then he would want to be kind of the Talis. So therefore, he's kind of. Or by Sudr. He's doing the Sudr, however it works.
The drink,
the Nesivis is good. There he knows he's taking the drink for himself. It's just the Machna doesn't know, so Umden it works. Why is Rashi mixing Mashicha? Why? Rather, Rashi says it again on the Gemara's Kasha. I understand. But later, when the Gemara says that you're Kaina, the Pashtus is that Rashi needs even a Mashicha. Rashi even asks in Rashi. No, but not because Chassarin you mean the Rashi Inami Davakami Baga. I understand, but Rashi doesn't say you can't use Mashicha because it's Chassarin and Das. He doesn't say that. He says because it has to be Lach Shloshim Yayim. But the Etzema Mashicha would work. What? Yish is different. What? Yish is different because even the Machna, like the Shach says, because Yish he doesn't want. It's Bakarcha, he's not happy about it. So Yish is different, so that we could put aside. So we could put aside Yish. We're talking now about Kinyanim though, about Kinyanim, it's a problem. Alright, the Lechaira, what we need really is one svara that'll fit for everything here by Kinyanim. It's a little hard to find, but in the Ayelas HaShachar, Shteimer suggests a mahalach, which from all of the mahalchim is a mistaver, a very mistaver. He suggests that there's a chilek by Umdina the following. What he says is it depends what's missing at the time you do a kinyan. If you're missing a yediyah, you're missing certain knowledge, then the nesivus is right, the numdina doesn't work. For example, Eider b'nichse ager. What don't you know? You don't know that this is a hefka field. You're missing the knowledge, the yediyah, your chaser yediyah. You're missing a knowledge that this is available for kinyan. If you're missing yediya, he says, when you're missing yediya, umdina doesn't help. The chiddush of our sugya is here. Are they chasa yediya? What's the case? I'm giving you an animal, and you're a shomer. Now, I'm not missing any knowledge. I don't think about it. It doesn't dawn on me to think about what happens if it gets stolen and you pay voluntarily, am I makne? It's something I just didn't think of. I'm not missing knowledge. I just didn't think of it. He says every business is that way. Every time you do business, you do a handshake with someone on a business deal. Do you think of all the possible scenarios that might come up? No. But we have an umdana. What is it that you really want? So we try to shots up. If you do a business deal with somebody and you make an agreement with him, and then there's something you didn't speak out in the agreement, we try to figure out what's the stam das of a person. So that an umdana works. I'll get to that. So there an umdana works. An umdana always works when you're not chaser yediya, when you're not chaser knowledge. The Nesivis is only saying that in a case where you're missing yediya, when you're missing knowledge, there it doesn't work. Now, the Frechter Steinman, we could ask on Steinman from the case of Talis. Talis, what are you missing? You have all the ideas of ownership, you're missing knowing the din. You're missing knowing the halacha. Steinman says you have a similar case in Taisis on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Taisis on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph is Akasha. The first three lines. Tema. Neima nasa ka'ayma lai l'kshetigne v'tashlimeni yari panasi k'nu yilucha mei achshav. Samach l'gneva. Here's a kasha that there's a case of mei achshav which works. So let's make it as if they said mei achshav at the time they did they gave him the part. What Taisis there is doing, without getting into the Taisis, is in all these umdinas, he's getting another knetch. That it's as if he said Mei Achshav at the time, Mei Achshav works l'mafreya. So to Steinman, these two balabatim, they know Mei Achshav works l'mafreya. What do you mean? We're going to say it's as if they said Mei Achshav. They don't even know that Mei Achshav. There's such an idea that Mei Achshav works l'mafreya. What's Pshat and Taisus? That it's as if we have an umdana plus an umdana as if they would know the din. They don't have the idea of this din. Dr. Steinman, whenever you do something, and you don't know, you're not a London, you don't know how it works, but you want it to work, however it works, that's good enough. That's good enough. Le Marshall, he brings a Marshall. You know that if you make a business deal, you make a Tanai, we all had in Shas that the Tanai, if you're going to make a business deal with me today, you're going to give me money on a Tanai. So you know, the Tanai has to be a Tanai Kofel, and has to be Tanai Kaidim Lamaisa, and Hen Kaidim Lalav. There are a bunch of dinim of Tanai B'nei Gada B'nei Ruvein. So, in Shulchan Aruch it says, if you want a shortcut, you know what you do? You tell the person, I'm making a Tanai with you in this deal, and it should be Tanai B'nei Gada B'nei Ruvein. Whatever it is, it works. As long as you say, I want it to work with all the Tanoim that it says in Shulchan Aruch have to work, it's good enough. Even though you don't know, you don't remember, is it Hen Kaidim Lav or Lav Kaidim Lahen? Is it Tanai Kaidim Lamaisa or Maisa Kaidim Latanai? You don't remember. But you just say, I want it to work, however it works, that's good enough. You don't have to know all the din. That's fine. Hu adin beimei achshav. If I'm giving you a para, I'm giving you the para for Shmira. And there's an umdina that I would want. If we would think of it, I would want to do it with the condition that if you pay me, you get the kefil. So then, I don't have to know all the dinim of how that works. As long as I want to do it that way, it's good enough. The umdana works. The text. An umdana works any time I'm not missing a yediya of a fact. Then, if I'm missing a yediya of a fact, umdinas don't work. That's Aida bin Nechse Ager. If I don't know the story, then it doesn't work. Umdinas don't work. But if I know the whole story, and I just didn't think of all the conditions, so then it's fine. I may be missing a idea in halacha. Idea in halacha, it doesn't matter. I'm doing it, that it should work. However, halacha wants it to work.
We had the story that happened. It was not stolen. It's
but it's not, I'm not missing any ideas here.
Yeah,
I just didn't speak it out.
Same thing as Gerd.
So I'm telling you, every business case, every case I do a business deal with you, we're going to be shutfim and we're going to go into a business. So let's say I make up with you, I'm giving the money and you're working, and we're going to buy a building, and we're going to sell ice cream. Okay? I make up a deal. 2 days later, some multimillionaire wants to put that location, he wants to buy the building. Now, we didn't speak out what's going to be if someone wants to buy the building. What happens? It didn't dawn on us. So what happens? We figure out the stam das of people in such a case. We don't say that the kinyan wasn't chal for that. What do you mean? That in business, it's always that way. Every business deal, whatever's missing is missing. We plug in with umdinus. So, what Rav Steinman is doing is giving us a very clear, I think, a very clear hagdara in the way umdinus work. The way umdinus work is the following. The makna, we'll talk about in the seven. The makna zumdana, I'll talk about now. The makna zumdana, the Siva says the makna zumdana is good. That's based on the shach, that when you go into someone's house to eat, a makna zumdana is good. We'll get back to that. A kaina zumdana, so the Siva says no good. When is it no good? When you're missing knowledge. Like by Yishlamidas. You're missing knowledge. You don't know you lost it. You're missing knowledge. You're missing the idea. When you're missing a yediyah, umdana does not work. When you're not missing a yediyah, umdana works. That's the klal that comes out from the Nesivis with this additional hesber, which will explain the rush for us. That the rush, what's the rush's case? I give you a talus. I'm not a lamdin, I don't know what I have to do. I'm giving it to you. The umdana is that whatever is required, that you should be yaitza mitzvah's talus, you should be yaitza, esri, give you an esri. I'm not a lamdin. I don't know, I have to be makdin. But when I'm giving it to you, you should do the mitzvah with it. If I'm missing the yediyas and halacha, that doesn't matter. The only, there an umdana works. The only time an umdana does not work is where we're missing a yediyah in the fact. I don't know the story, so an umdana can't make it into a kinyan. Except by kinyan chatzah. But otherwise, it can't make it into a kinyan. It's a little car with an old grandmother. At any rate, this is pretty much what we're going to come away with as far as the chiddush of the sugya. The chiddush of the sugya is that umdinas work. The question is, where do umdinas work? How do umdinas work? So the Yisayda of the Sivis is that umdinas do not work to make kinyonim like we see by Yadav and Nechsei Ager. We have a bunch of cases where umdinas do work. They all work as inachas z'nochsar yediyah, and that's where umdinas work. That's pretty much what we have to come away with from the Nesivis. Now, what?
When I said yes, what's the solidarity? I didn't know that there was a guess. And by business deal, I didn't know that there was kinyan either. I didn't know.
By Nechsei Ager, I didn't know
that it was a guess.
By a business deal, I knew exactly all the facts, I know the truth. I just didn't think of what's going to be the deal if this and this happens. It's something I didn't think of. I'm not missing any knowledge. I'm not fussy idea. I do a business deal with you, I'm not missing any idea. I just didn't think of what happens if someone steals it and you pay. What is my intention? I didn't think of all the conditions. It's impossible to think of all the conditions in a business deal. So this is the Hagdara of our Mishnah according to the Sivis, the way we're explaining it. Our Gemara is more comparable to a business deal. Oh yeah, I understand. She's trying to answer Rashi. Nesivis himself, in our case, says it's talking Dafke Kinyan Chatzar. This is all to answer Rashi. It's not like the Nesivis because we're explaining Rashi. It's true. The Nesivis himself, says in our Gemara it only works for Kinyan Chatzar. And he seems to hold that an agamara also, and then it won't work. Just in order to explain Rashi, we're going with this pshat that Rav Steinman brings. Sivis himself, maybe he's paskening like not like Rashi. I don't know. Nesivus himself, you're right, comes out differently. Nesivus himself is coming out, after the kinyan itself. You can't work with an umdana ever, even an agamor. Yeah, Nesivus himself is having charata from what he said in the beginning of Hashem. So the issue here, it's a bit complicated, but this is l'chayra the way we're going to have to learn the sugya. We're going to learn our whole sugya that umdana does work, and the hagdara has to be based on this. What about what about the Tosfos? I've ignored Tosfos. We're getting back to Tosfos Neil Metzius. How's Tosfos going to learn? Tosfos holds that if you come to my house, you can't take food to eat without my permission. So Tosfos holds that an umdana does not work even when you're happy for me to get it. How is Tosfos going to learn our Gemara? How is Tosfos going to learn our Gemara? Again, Tosfos Shita, just to make it clear, Tosfos Shita is that if you come to my house and there's food on the table, it's also for you to take it. And Rav Paiskim passed on like Tosfos, not like the Shach. Rav Paiskim, I'll explain to you exceptions, but Rav Paiskim hold like Tosfos, defa minum dinah, you can be makna. So how are you going to learn our Gemara? How come in our Gemara we say that the Baal HaPekodin is we assume that he's willing to be makna the parah even though he didn't think about it? Is that what you're going to say?
Right.
You're going to have to say, like Rosh Steinman says, that Tosfos will hold, that where it's a chesaron yediyah, we don't say an umdana. There it's a chesaron yediyah. I don't know that the person's in my house and wants to eat it. So by chesaron yediyah, we don't say an umdana even on the makna. Masha'en kein, in our Gemara, where there's no chesaron yediyah, they just didn't think of the condition, that's different. Good? Everybody's okay with that? Before I throw in another case, everyone's masking to that. Huh? All right, Tosfos says that you can't eat in the person's house. So you do, there's no way. I have a problem with another case. Another case we spoke about numerous times, the L'chaira we have to talk about here. The more cases we throw in, the more confusing it gets. Just now I'm talking about Das Makna. Till now we're talking about mostly about Das Kaina. We had a case where a woman puts up a dough to rise, challah dough. And I walk in, and I see that the dough is going to get sour. It's already rolled. She didn't get back. So I want to do her a favor and put it in the oven. But she didn't separate challah yet. So we had a question, can I separate challah without her knowledge? So the Ramah said, in the name of the Trumas Hadashim, that you could, because this is chus for the person. So therefore, I could take the challah dough, I could separate challah for him. The Ktzais argued, he said what? He said, Zachin le'adam, v'loi zachin me'adam. The Ktzais said that you can't take the challah dough. Zachin is only to give someone something. But to take something away, we don't say Zachin Nei Adam. So the Ktzais argue. But we pass in like the Ramah. And you say Zachin Nei Adam. She's losing what? What's she losing? What's she losing? She's losing what? What's she losing? What? She's losing the mitzvah. Okay, so the Shach talks about that. That she's losing the mitzvah of the separating of the dough. So we're assuming that she's nicha. We have an umdana. That she's nicha. That normally she wouldn't want to lose the mitzvah. But here, it's going to turn sour. She'd rather you separate the challah and bake it than you don't separate the challah and let it turn sour. That's our assumption. So therefore we pass, and you could separate challah. Now, isn't that a case of being makna al pi umdana? It's bothered me, you know. Isn't this a case of being makna api umdina? And we see that you could be makna api umdina, which is like the shach that says you could eat in a person's house. And it's not like Tosis, who says you can't eat in a person's house. Isn't this good raya? Zachin le Adam, so works b'tar shlechus. So that's good. Okay, so the Torah was mechadish, the parasha of zchiya k'shlechus. To give, the Torah was also mechadish. You say that the Das Machna is part of the parsha of Zchiyah. I can't make a right from Zchiyah. Maybe Zchiyah is different because Zchiyah is a chiddush of the Torah. Maybe Zchiyah is a chiddush of the Torah by the Machna too. Normally we say it's a chiddush in the Torah. That's if I made a Mishliach. You're saying it's a Zchiyah in the Machna too. Could be. Could be this case is different. Maybe it's different because Zchiyah is different. All right, one last nekuda. How do we pask in the gabe eating in a person's house? You come to someone's house, you could take a drink, you can't take a drink. So it's very interesting. There's a Shulchan Aruch Harav who makes a pshara. And the kids of Shulchan Aruch pask is the same way. And they say that we pask in like Tosis. Umdina, you can't be makna with an umdina. However, food in a person's house is different. Why is food in a person's house different? Because when a person brings food into his house in the first place, he knows that that food is going to be eaten by many people. It's a lift in having food in the house. Okay, sometimes you buy something, you want it for yourself, and you hide it in your drawer, so then this doesn't apply. But most of the food in a person's house, a person buys a case of soda at his house, he knows who's going to drink the soda. Him and his guests and his friends, whoever comes into the house. Even though he doesn't think about it, b'shas ma'isa. But everyone knows that. So, Zokta Shulchan Aruch Harav, food in a person's house is mitchila al das kein, brought into the house. And since mitchila al das kein is brought into the house, you could take from it also. Even though normally he passes like Tosfos, that you can't just take from a person. Let's say you go to a person's field, and he has a field, he has an apple tree. You can't just take an apple and eat it. Because umdina doesn't help to be makna. But shani hacha, where a person brings something to his house in the first place, it's al das kein. It's al das kein, all the things that are typically going to happen with the food.
Let's say it's not a usual guest.
No.
Let's say somebody what? Who's a stranger.
You have to be done if it's not a usual guest. I think a person's das is on guests. Anybody who might come in. You have to be done. But if it's a situation where it's not normal to have guests, like I said, a person's apple tree, so then you can't take. But in such a case, Zok Shulchan Aruch Harav, you could take. Now, if you think about it, this is very similar to what Rav Steinman said about the rush. Rav Steinman said about the rush, that a person gives someone a talis, He wants it, al-das, whatever is normal, whatever is needed for the person to have a talis. It's all included in a person's das in the first place. It's not identical, but it's similar. When you go to the store and you buy a case of soda, and you don't think about it, it's all al-das, whatever's going to happen to it. Now this Shulchan Aruch Harav, we have to really, when we finish the sugya of umdana, be able, we're going to talk about it yet when we get to the Gemara, but we have to come away with some type of klarkeit. To have five different svaras without any klarkeit is not good, because then you walk away not knowing where does umdina work and where doesn't umdina work. So what we have to do is take together all of these things. We have to sit down and take das makna, take das kaina. Where does umdina help for a makna? Where does it help for a kaina? And make some type of a klar rule. It's not going to be just one rule. This yeah and this not. It obviously depends on a few different things. But we're going to have to walk away with a klarakeit where umdana helps and where umdana doesn't help. And that we have to do is take together the Nesivis and Rosh Taim and Svara. It's funny to take a Heintege to make a Geder in the Sugya, but the Geder seems to be so klar that you have to take Rosh Taim and Svara as well, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and the Machlokes Tosfos the Shach. So you have to take all these pieces together, and hopefully, just tomorrow, first thing, we'll try to sum up Lamaisa, where umdana helps, where it doesn't help. And I'm sure, without knowing any more cases, that there are other cases we've had that to deal with an umdana and to see how it plugs into the klolim of the Mishnah.